Part 1. You're going to listen to a recorded material. Before you listen, you have 20 seconds to read instructions carefully, and you will listen to it twice. You're ready to start.
Britta, you're English, but you live in Berlin. Have you lived here for a long time?
Well, I was born in England, but I've lived in Germany for the past 20 years. I arrived in Berlin about 4 years ago. Before that, I lived in Bonn for 6 years, but I work as a journalist, and when the newspaper moved to Berlin, I moved with them.
Were you pleased to come to Berlin?
Yes, I was. I was looking forward to being in a big city like Berlin. Bonn was quite a lot smaller, so I love the busy atmosphere and all the cultural entertainments here, museums, theatres and so on. The only thing I don't like is the traffic. It's a bit noisy in the mornings. It wakes me up about 6:30, but most days I have to get up early anyway.
Where do you live in Berlin?
I have a flat in the old part of the city. It's right in the centre, and it's not too expensive. It costs me about £500 a month. My street is becoming very popular. There are lots of new art galleries and small cafes and friendly restaurants everywhere. Eating out in Berlin is fun and it's cheap, so it's something I do quite often.
How do you find transport in Berlin?
Well, the transport system here is very good, so I have a tram and bus ticket. But in fact, most of the time, I cycle. Travel here is much cheaper than in other countries I know. Perhaps that's why people don't walk very much.
What do you like to do in Berlin at the weekends?
Well, I like art, so sometimes I go to one of the galleries. I have a nephew called Philippe. He's only 3, but he likes coming with me. He likes the cafe best, I think. And it's a change from going to the park. That's something he does very often. He usually comes out with me while his parents go shopping.
Do you miss your friends and family in England?
I don't really miss England. Most of my friends are here. I don't see much of my work colleagues socially, but I've got some very good friends who live in the same street as me. I enjoy meeting people, and I find Berlin is a very friendly city.
Thank you for talking to us, Britta.
Now listen again.
Britta, you're English, but you live in Berlin. Have you lived here for a long time?
Well, I was born in England, but I've lived in Germany for the past 20 years. I arrived in Berlin about 4 years ago. Before that, I lived in Bonn for 6 years, but I work as a journalist, and when the newspaper moved to Berlin, I moved with them.
Were you pleased to come to Berlin?
Yes, I was. I was looking forward to being in a big city like Berlin. Bonn was quite a lot smaller, so I love the busy atmosphere and all the cultural entertainments here, museums, theatres and so on. The only thing I don't like is the traffic. It's a bit noisy in the mornings. It wakes me up about 6:30, but most days I have to get up early anyway.
Where do you live in Berlin?
I have a flat in the old part of the city. It's right in the centre, and it's not too expensive. It costs me about £500 a month. My street is becoming very popular. There are lots of new art galleries and small cafes and friendly restaurants everywhere. Eating out in Berlin is fun and it's cheap, so it's something I do quite often.
How do you find transport in Berlin?
Well, the transport system here is very good, so I have a tram and bus ticket. But in fact, most of the time, I cycle. Travel here is much cheaper than in other countries I know. Perhaps that's why people don't walk very much.
What do you like to do in Berlin at the weekends?
Well, I like art, so sometimes I go to one of the galleries. I have a nephew called Philippe. He's only 3, but he likes coming with me. He likes the cafe best, I think. And it's a change from going to the park. That's something he does very often. He usually comes out with me while his parents go shopping.
Do you miss your friends and family in England?
I don't really miss England. Most of my friends are here. I don't see much of my work colleagues socially, but I've got some very good friends who live in the same street as me. I enjoy meeting people, and I find Berlin is a very friendly city.
Thank you for talking to us.
Now turn to part two. You are going to listen to a conversation with a woman who wants to join an international social club. Listen and complete the form. Write no more than three words and slash your number for each answer. Write your answers in the correspondent numbered boxes.
Hello, come in and take a seat.
Oh, thanks.
Good. And how can I help you?
Well, I'd quite like to join this international social club, and I was hoping you could help me.
Yes, no problem. Let me just get the form up on my screen, and I'll fill in your details. Let's see. Yes, here we are. Okay, the first thing we need is your name.
Jenny Fu. That's F-O-O.
Okay, great. And can you tell me how old you are, Jenny?
I'm 21.
Great. And how long have you been here in Australia, by the way?
I arrived just last month, 2 weeks before the start of the academic year, just to sort things out and settle in a bit.
Good idea. Where are you from originally?
I'm from Kuala Lumpur. That's where I was born and brought up.
So you're Malaysian, are you?
That's right. Though I lived in the United States for a couple of years when I was a teenager. We went there for my father's job.
Right. And can you tell me your current address, please?
Sure. Just at the moment, I'm lodging with a family at 13 Anglesey Road in Bondi.
Okay, let me just type that in. How do you spell Anglesey, by the way?
It's spelled A-N-G-L-E-S-E-A.
Thanks. That's quite a long way from the city centre, isn't it? Is it a problem getting into the city centre?
Not really. Because the buses are good and it's a nice, quiet area to live in.
That's true. So I guess you must have a cell phone number you can give me so we can keep you informed of events and so on.
Yes. Let me just have a look. It's a new one, so I haven't learned the number yet. Ah, here it is. It's 040-422-9160.
429-1... 60. Okay, good. And you like the family you're living with?
Sure. They've got a little boy who is quite noisy, but he's really no trouble.
Fine. Now, let's see, what's next? Yep. Can you tell me what you do? I mean, are you working or studying?
Well, at the moment, I'm doing a temporary job with a company here in Sydney. I'm an economist, in fact.
Okay. And how long do you think you'll be here in Sydney?
At least a year. I may look for work here afterwards.
Great. Now, you want to join the International Social Club, and it will be good to know a bit about your free time interests as well. What do you like doing?
Well, I'm quite musical, and I really enjoy singing.
Mm-hmm.
Back home, I sang with a band, just, you know, for fun. But for me, what I like best is dancing. You know, the modern sort? I really love it.
Listen again.
Hello. Come in and take a seat.
Oh, thanks.
Good. And how can I help you?
Well, I'd quite like to join this international social club, and I was hoping you could help me.
Yes, no problem. Let me just get the form up on my screen and I'll fill in your details. Let's see. Yes, here we are. Okay, the first thing we need is your name.
Jenny Fu. That's F-O-O.
Okay, great. And can you tell me how old you are, Jenny?
I'm 21.
Great. And how long have you been here in Australia, by the way?
I arrived just last month, 2 weeks before the start of the academic year, just to sort things out and settle in a bit.
Good idea. Where are you from originally?
I'm from Kuala Lumpur. That's where I was born and brought up.
So you're Malaysian, are you?
That's right. Though I lived in the United States for a couple of years when I was a teenager. We went there for my father's job.
Right. And can you tell me your current address, please?
Sure. Just at the moment, I'm lodging with a family at 13 Anglesey Road in Bondi.
Okay, let me just type that in. How do you spell Anglesey, by the way?
It's spelled A-N-G-L-E-S-E-A.
Thanks. That's quite a long way from the city centre, isn't it? Is it a problem getting into the city centre?
Not really, because the buses are good and it's a nice, quiet area to live in.
That's true. So I guess you must have a cell phone number you can give me so we can keep you informed of events and so on.
Yes. Let me just have a look. It's a new one, so I haven't learned the number yet. Here it is. It's 040-422-9160.
422-9160. Okay, good. And you like the family you're living with?
Sure. They've got a little boy who is quite noisy, but he's really no trouble.
Fine. Now, let's see, what's next? Yep. Can you tell me what you do? I mean, are you working or studying?
Well, at the moment, I'm doing a temporary job with a company here in Sydney. I'm an economist, in fact.
Okay. And how long do you think you'll be here in Sydney?
At least a year. I may look for work here afterwards.
Great. Now, you want to join the International Social Club, and it will be good to know a bit about your free time interests as well. What do you like doing?
Well, I'm quite musical, and I really enjoy singing.
Mm-hmm.
Back home, I sang with a band, just, you know, for fun. But for me, what I like best is dancing. You know, the modern sort? I really love it.
Part 3. Look at the 6 sentences for this part. You will hear a conversation between a boy, Tom, and a girl, Sophie, about a TV quiz show. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully. You will hear the recording twice.
Sophie, did you see that quiz show on Channel 5 last night? The one presented by Frank Jones?
No. Was it any good?
It was great. Frank Jones always makes me laugh.
Oh.
His jokes are brilliant.
Do you think so? I don't understand why so many people think he's funny.
Well, he's good at presenting this show anyway. I've been watching it for the past couple of weeks.
Did you say it was on Channel 5? I don't watch that channel much.
Oh, you should. They show some really good stuff. I'm a fan of quite a few of them.
Mm.
There are a couple of excellent comedy shows and some teen drama.
Well, I'll see what this quiz show's like next week.
Well, you're the 5th or 6th person I've told to see it. Some of my friends thought it was going to be too serious, so they didn't bother watching it.
So are all the questions really easy and just about pop music or movie stars? I'm not interested in watching it if all the questions are like that.
Actually, they start off a bit easy, but they get harder and harder as the show goes on. You have to really think about them.
Oh.
The last couple are really challenging.
Usually I'm not bad at general knowledge questions, especially ones about history or literature, I shouldn't have much of a problem.
There are no worries about you beating me on those topics. I'm better at maths and science. You know, we should have a quiz at school sometime. Maybe I can ask Mr. Kingsley, my geography teacher, to organise it. He loves that kind of thing, and I'm sure he could get quite a few people to take part.
That sounds like fun. I'd like to be in your team, and I'll watch the show next week. It'll be good practice.
Sophie, did you see that quiz show on Channel 5 last night? The one presented by Frank Jones?
No. Was it any good?
It was great. Frank Jones always makes me laugh. Oh. His jokes are brilliant.
Do you think so? I don't understand why so many people think he's funny.
Well, he's good at presenting this show anyway. I've been watching it for the past couple of weeks.
Did you say it was on Channel 5? I don't watch that channel much.
Oh, you should. They show some really good stuff. I'm a fan of quite a few of them.
Mm.
There are a couple of excellent comedy shows and some teen drama.
Well, I'll see what this quiz show's like next week.
Well, you're the fifth or sixth person I've told to see it. Some of my friends thought it was going to be too serious, so they didn't bother watching it.
So are all the questions really easy and just about pop music or movie stars? I'm not interested in watching it if all the questions are like that.
Actually, they start off a bit easy, but they get harder and harder as the show goes on. You have to really think about them.
Oh.
The last couple are really challenging.
Usually I'm not bad at general knowledge questions, especially ones about history or literature. I shouldn't have much of a problem.
There are no worries about you beating me on those topics. I'm better at maths and science. You know, we should have a quiz at school sometime. Maybe I can ask Mr. Kingsley, my geography teacher, to organise it. He loves that kind of thing, and I'm sure he could get quite a few people to take part.
That sounds like fun. I'd like to be in your team, and I'll watch the show next week. It'll be good practice.
That is the end of part 3.